Good morning, good morning, and once again, it is time for our one-on-one with the pro, and we got Ryan Martin in from OKM. How you doing there?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, you guys had, like, probably the busiest December that I can recall. That was a whole lot going on.
There was a lot. For me, it was a little bit stressful at times, but we managed to get by, and we had a great year. Not just December, all of 2020 actually managed to be a great success for us. We were kind of nervous when COVID had started off that... Mm-hmm. How are we going to make this year happen, especially our festival? How are we going to be able to have these events for Bartlesville? And we really thought outside the box, but we were able to make it happen with online events and doing things safely in person. And
I think the word was reimagined.
It was a reimagined year, not just our festival. The entire year, I felt like, was completely different, but it was a great success.
Now, you know, we had that big old lemon, you know, that COVID roll in, and of course, we had to change the festival around, the kids' things a little bit. But you know what? I think it sparked a lot of interest in a lot of people who may have taken what we've had for granted. And I think a lot of people stepped up and said, oh, no, we can't lose OKM.
Definitely. I think all of us, not just here in Bartlesville, going to a live performance is something that I think a lot of us, like you said, we have taken for granted. And we're so excited. Hopefully, knock on wood, that COVID is going to be a little bit better by the summer. But we are already in the planning, the finalizing stages of our festival this summer. And right before the holidays, Tom, we actually introduced all of our main stage artists for our 2021 festival.
Oh, really?
Many of them are returning from 2020, our original plans from the 2020 festival. Like you said, we had to reschedule that to September, and September, COVID was still here, so we had to downscale that festival even more. So all of the original artists that we had booked last year, Canadian Brass, Dallas String Quartet, Tina Guo, those two did wonderful live stream performances for us. And even Tina's performance, her views are still exploding. I think last time I checked, it's almost 40,000 views worldwide, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we've been able to build that excitement, especially with Dallas String Quartet and Tina, that you got to watch them online. They're going to be here now in person in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. So
you know, when we had them on the phone, not only the Dallas String Quartet, and by golly, they were fun.
Oh, they all are.
They're just really fun. But Tina is one of these people. I don't know she's... Did she know she's as good as she is? Because she just, oh, yeah.
Very
I play a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know, next thing you know, you watch her on the stream. Was like, what in? Wow. Who does that?
Exactly.
That's the fastest fingers I've ever seen.
Even on this last weekend, I just watched the new Wonder Woman movie that just was released, I think, on Christmas. And it was really cool watching the film and hearing her theme. And I knew, oh, my gosh, that's Tina playing.
Yeah.
I stayed to watch the credits. And sure enough, Tom, I looked and it said electric cello, Tina Guo. So this is just something that people don't realize. These musicians we bring are renowned. They're professional musicians. And to be able to bring them to Bartlesville is truly remarkable.
Well, you know, Tina's that got that personality. You know, you don't have to tell everybody you're the lion when you are the lion.
Exactly.
Walking into the jungle.
Exactly.
So she's just very comfortable in her own skin. And what a great performer she is. And the Canadian Brass, you know, we can you know, they're no longer stuck at the border.
Hopefully, yeah, again.
Yeah.
Hopefully, again, COVID.
Bust them out of COVID jail.
Yes. All of these musicians, I feel like, have been in COVID jail. But Canadian Brass is a fan favorite to Bartlesville. They performed with the OK Mozart Festival multiple times in the past. And we're very excited to be able to bring them for 2021. But to make this year's festival a little bit different still from last year, we've been able to really expand the festival, make it more broad. We've introduced new artists, making it a more well-rounded, eclectic festival.
I'm looking at some of these artists, and I'm asking you, how did you do this?
Honestly, that's the magic of Marilyn Mim, who is our creative director. She's the one who makes all of this happen. And side note, today is her birthday. So
Happy
birthday, Marilyn. If you are in the downtown area, swing by our office and wish her a happy birthday. But some of our new artists that we introduced right before the holidays, Murs Trio is going to be a phenomenal addition to our classical series.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And Murs is a German word for very, it's very expressive, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the definition of this trio. Completely different walks of life, these musicians. They're pianists coming from New York City, the cellist from Florida, but then their violinist from Australia, of all places.
Ooh.
The three of them got together and created this trio. And Tom, They are so unique, and I feel like I say this about all of our
But they have such energy, they kind of explode.
They really do, and what's really exciting about them when they perform, they're just constantly talking to each other with their instruments. You know, the violin will take a solo, and you watch the violinist look over at the cello, and now that cellist is going to take over, and they're going to be a great addition for our classical lovers.
That is an indicator that these performers just absolutely love performing and performing with each other.
Exactly.
Because you don't, that kind of spark just doesn't happen.
It doesn't. So they are fantastic. And again, for all of our classical lovers, they do everything from Beethoven, Schubert, Haydn, Brahms. So a nice collection of classical, romantic music periods. And we're very excited to be able to introduce them. Another instrumentalist that I'm very excited is returning to OKM is Jenny Lin. Hmm. And Jenny performed during our 35th anniversary in 2019, so 2 years ago. And Tom, that performance was outstanding.
There are people still talking about
Literally,
that.
Literally, she's one of those musicians, kind of like Tina, we've gotten to know at a personal level, very down to earth, very humble. But I kid you not, the moment she took her fingers off of that keyboard, people were standing up immediately, applauding, demanding an encore. And of course, she did an encore piece. I believe she did two encore pieces because people couldn't get enough of Jenny. So we'll be bringing her back for our classical series. And she is a gifted Steinway artist. And her repertoire, she does everything from Chopin to Schubert, Rachmaninoff, which, if you know piano music, is very, very challenging compositions, Tom.
You got to have some strong digits going on there. You got to have biceps on your fingers.
You really do. And speaking of that, people actually refer to Jenny as having an 11th finger because of how impressive she is with her playing. So we're very excited to bring Jenny. One more group that was really, really hard for us to keep a secret, to keep a surprise until we announced, is Baha Men.
Uh-huh.
And Baha Men, I didn't know them when I just heard the title. Then Mary Lynn was like, you know them. Do you know the song, Who Let the Dogs Out? And I'm like, oh my goodness, yes, I know Baha Men. And immediately, it just took me back to my childhood, the late 90s, the early 2000s. I felt like that song was in every Nickelodeon film.
It was.
And we are so excited to bring this group. Tom, they are, I think it's nine of them. It's nine family members who have come together to really bring their traditions, their culture of the Caribbean. And they're going to be incorporating that type of music, the attire. They're going to be dancing during the performance. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great family performance.
You know, a lot of these performers from the island.
Yes.
Endless energy is pretty much the term because they just don't like to stop. Once you get these performers going, I mean, it's on, man. That battery doesn't run down.
It doesn't. Even talking to them on the phone, I had the pleasure with talking with their manager the other day. I think we were on the phone for almost 2 hours. He just kept going and going. I'm like, okay, you know, I got to go. And then he had another story to talk about. Just so much fun. And I already know that this group is going to be a huge hit in Bartlesville again. It's going to be a great family performance.
Oh, indeed. You know, if you're a big fan of Shrek, those movies, you know, that of course, you hear it. And there you hear a little snippet of the thing. But, you know, if you were around in the 90s or if you had kids in the 90s, that song was nonstop.
Nonstop. Really, again, I feel like every kid film had that song.
Oh, golly. It is a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. So this is great. So we've got some returning folks, and we've got some very new explosive talent to present. And hopefully,
it will be happening June 10th through the 17th in person.
Yay!
We are praying that COVID does eventually, you know, die down by the summer so we can come back to in-person concerts. I think we all just miss it so much.
We do.
I know I do, even being a performer. It's not the same thing performing virtually as it is performing in front of a live crowd. Yeah. So we're hoping that Bartlesville will be able to come out June 10th through the 17th for our 37th festival. And again, knock on wood that COVID, like you said, goes away by the summer. We'll see. We will see. Tickets for all this is important. Tickets are not on sale yet.
Mm-hmm.
They will be released at the end of this month, as well as our Especially for Kids series and our Community Showcase series. We're going to be announcing all of that later this month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not following us on social media, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as going online. OKMmusic.org. We'll be releasing all of this information within the next few weeks where you can get your tickets. How much tickets cost?
Right now, we're just letting you know, it's on, baby.
It's on.
Well, this is just absolutely amazing. And, you know, when we talked about last year and a few of the things that had taken place, we just wrapped up, you know, the Chris Kindle market. We had the a lot of the things that were going on with Santa with the kids and a few others. And it just seemed like a lot of folks were rushing at the last minute to get on that website and to get on to the Facebook pages and to participate. How do we do, by the way?
We did fantastic, Tom.
Again, I thought so.
I just want to say thank you to this community. We truly are blessed here in Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
A community our size to be able to have all of the art organizations that we do. A lot of us might take that for granted. A city the size of Bartlesville may not have a symphony orchestra or mm-hmm. a music festival like OKM. So we just want to say thank you to Bartlesville. Everyone who logged online, watched the video, even hitting the like button, all of that made a huge difference for us and getting our mission out of bringing the arts to everyone. So it was a wonderful success. Our Giving Tuesday, we raised over $3,000 in 24 hours. And Chris Kindle, we raised a lot. That's going to go to our kids festival actually during the summer, so mm-hmm. all of those proceeds go to a great cause.
And of course, you know, it's not just a great music and a great festival. There's some education components that come with OKM, and you mentioned the kids, and every summer there's always that component, and families look forward to that every year.
They look forward to it every year. Even this year, we were able to still have an in-person kids festival. We did mm-hmm. it very safely, offering in-person as well as virtual. And the number of youth that we were able to serve this year, Tom, was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
By being able to have it online, I feel like we were able to triple our exposure to youth, be able to bring music to some of these kids who would have not been able to hear Jenny Lynn perform. So we tried to do a lot with the outreach of the city, with all the local youth, and we're very excited for everything that we do here in town.
I know Miss Rose is busy, and everybody was, and that went off without a hitch. And, you know, not only did we have a reimagined year last year, as we, you know, because I still need to congratulate you guys for doing this, because I think you saved a lot of what we're going to be seeing in the future.
Here. Yes.
The exposure and what have you. But the technology to so many people was new, and doing things the way we had to do them was different. And the fact that people said, well, let's go into this together.
Exactly.
Let's go on this adventure. Let's see how this works. Folks weren't shying away. They were asking questions. They wanted to know, how do I access this?
Yes.
And proof is right there in the numbers.
It really is. So thank you to everyone again who watched all of our performances and helped make 2020 a successful year for us. And let's make 2021 even better.
I can't wait to see what happens. I mean, this last year was kind of a fantastic voyage, because it seemed like every couple of weeks or so I'm going, well, I'm going to be talking with Miriam, I'm going to be talking with Ryan. How are they going to pull this one off? And by
yes,
by God, you guys did, and it was just truly amazing. So this year, I'm really looking forward to it. Now, when we moved to town about just a year and a half or so ago, we just missed the festival, and my family was looking so forward to being a part of it like normal, and it's like, oh, wait. So we did the digital tour.
Oh,
and had a lot of fun with it, mind you. So we're really looking forward to what we missed out on 2 years ago to begin with. Right? How can folks get a hold of you? They got $100 burning in their pocket and they want to donate.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. You can find us online at www.okmmusic.org. Again, we are on all of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you want to get a hold of us, you can honestly just go on Facebook and send us a message through that. You can also swing by our office. We're located downtown right by the RSU building. And if you want to make a phone call, our staff would be more than happy to talk to you over the phone, 918-336-9900.
All righty. Thank you, Ryan.